Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The head of the Federal Reserve heads to Capitol Hill this week. We'll give you some insights.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Very busy week on the economic front, highlighted by Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chairwoman, heading to Capitol Hill on Tuesday and Wednesday to meet with lawmakers and update everyone on the economy and monetary policy and, yes, even field some questions. Joining us with some insights on the week ahead is Brad McMillan. He's Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network. So, Brad, what are you going to be watching concerning Yellen's appearance on Capitol Hill?
There are really two things that I want to get a sense of listening to Chair Yellen. The first is the Fed still optimistic about the economy? The past couple of public announcements have actually been pretty positive, you know, in a way that we haven't seen in quite some time. But recently they've backed off a bit. They've taken account of the uncertainty, you know, particularly the policy uncertainty from the federal government. So does she still feel positive about the fundamentals, or have they started to pull back a bit on that as well? And the other thing is, how does that translate into interest rates? There's a lot of talk about Fed policy and interest rates. The market has actually started pulling back expectations. Is the Fed also trying to dial it back, or are they still feeling confident about their projections?
And that could tell us whether we could get two rate hikes or maybe even three this year.
That's exactly right. And beyond the rate hikes, there's a real question out there that could move the markets as to what the Fed intends to do with the securities it holds in its portfolio. If they start selling those off, which isn't likely, or even stop reinvesting the proceeds, that alone could move fixed income markets. So that's going to be another key factor.
We are also getting news this week about retail sales. Where is the American shopper right now?
This is going to be an important report because a lot of the sentiment, a lot of the surveys have been very, very positive, you know, to the extent that, you know, they're as good as we've seen in years, if not a decade or more. But that hasn't actually translated into people going out and opening their wallets. And that's what we're going to be watching for. Is this something that actually shows that people are willing to spend? And that's a bigger issue. You know, in the sense that people are feeling good, business is feeling good, but it's not necessarily showing up on the ground. So this will be one of the first indicators of that.
We did get what seemed like a bump in good sentiment out there after the election, especially amongst those who supported Donald Trump. But is that fading now, do you think? And is that potentially going to impact retail sales going forward?
It does seem to be pulling back a bit, but arguably that's a good thing. You know, the Trump administration has settled in. They're suffering the usual and completely predictable teething troubles of a new administration, and people are kind of calibrating their expectations to reality. I think you are seeing a bit of a pullback, but I don't think that's a bad thing. And to the extent that it's going to impact spending, confidence is still at a level that the real constraint should be, are people working more and earning more? And they are. So I think the fundamentals probably will carry us through.
Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network, and you are listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Brad, also this week, we get news on the home front. We get two reports, home builder sentiment on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, a report on housing starts. Where is the home front right now?
The home front is actually extremely healthy. One of the news items last month was that home builder sentiment pulled back, which was true, but it's pulled back from very, very high levels, so now it's merely very high. So the home building industry remains positive, and there's a lot of fundamental support for that. Even though prices have gone up, housing is still more affordable than it was before the crisis. So there's still an incredible amount of affordability out there, and builders need to catch up.
Do you think that the housing market is strong enough and will continue to remain strong throughout this year? Or at some point, do you think rising interest rates will make it harder to buy homes?
I did an analysis of that a couple of years ago and one of the previous concerns about rising rates, and actually we still have a good bit of running room. When you compare housing prices to rents, when you compare housing prices to median incomes, we need to see mortgage rates to rise to probably above 6% before affordability really becomes a problem. Now that we see wage growth increasing, that's also going to be a supportive factor. So eventually we'll get to that point, but I don't see it happening in the next year.
He's Brad McMillan. He's Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial Network. Thank you very much for your time, Brad.
Always a pleasure.
Brad joining us from outside Boston. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.